The Washoe County School District Board of Trustees has voted to end its search for a new superintendent and will likely name interim leader Kristen McNeil to the district's top position. KUNR's Paul Boger has more.
In a 6-1 vote, board trustees decided to end the search for a new superintendent, citing McNeil's performance since taking over the district. McNeil was named the interim leader last year after the board fired former Superintendent Tracy Davis in July. For trustee Scott Kelly, the decision was easy given the current COVID-19 pandemic.
You don't change the top leader during a crisis unless that leader has been failing. And I think that all of us and the community has seen that she hasn't been failing at all. She's really stepped up.
The board's decision last night abruptly ends a months-long national search in which the district had already spent $15,000. It also cancels planned town halls, which were scheduled to get the public's input on the district's next leader. During last night's meeting, trustees took public comments via email and entered them into the minutes, but they did not read them aloud, making it difficult to determine whether their decision was popular among community members. Also, some trustees discussed the option of pausing the search instead and waiting 30 days to see how the pandemic plays out. During a discussion on the motion, Vice President Angie Taylor expressed concerns about ending the search. She says rushing the process caused issues with previous superintendents.
We didn't put ourselves in a position where the candidate could gain community trust and we can get a lot of great community input and feedback like we would have done in a traditional search. So in my opinion, that 30 days or that 1 month, 4 weeks from now would be to gain more community input.
Trustees are slated to vote on McNeil's appointment on April 28th, giving residents nearly 4 weeks to submit written public comment. However, it remains unclear whether those comments will be read aloud during the board's virtual meeting or if they'll simply be entered into the record. Paul Boger, KUNR News.